Just so you know, each week we receive hundreds of legal inquiries. The legal team selects the best questions from the week, and then we share them with you. Here are a few questions that I received from inquiries made to my office recently. The first question is, I have a lot next to my lake home that was supposed to be included in the purchase agreement, and I believe that I had this included in my closing papers. Now, nearly a decade later, the city informs me that it is a vacant lot and does not belong to me. I have been paying taxes on it all these years. Upon reviewing the deed, I find that it does not include the legal description for this lot. How can I proceed? My answer to this question is that under the statute of frauds, all real estate transactions need to be reduced to writing in order to be valid. To have a reasonable expectation of the rights to this lot, we would want to see the purchase agreement or closing package that you executed a decade ago. You might need to initiate a declaratory relief action, also known as quiet title, to secure your ownership of the lot. Paying property taxes for all these years is helpful to your cause, but we need to find where the disconnect was at the time of purchase and closing to see how you were able to own this property. The next question is from Bridgette. She says, my brother recently passed without a will. He was not married and did not have children. When he passed, he had over 20 investment homes and left no will. He did leave a signed note from 2008 when he was fighting cancer. If I don't survive this treatment, then I leave my homes to my girlfriend, Bridgette. He survived his treatment, beat cancer, and lived until 2023. His girlfriend now says that she owns the properties. Can this be true? Can I challenge her claim? First, Bridgette doesn't have a say as to whether she owns the properties until she takes the note in question and submits it to a probate court. Only a probate judge has the authority to determine whether a document functions as a will, serving as evidence of your brother's final wishes to transfer the properties. Although I haven't seen the note, it appears that the court can initially accept it for filing as a holographic will. This will need to be written in the testator's handwriting, signed and dated by the decedent, and made without undue influence or constraint. Second, I think Bridgette's note may not be what she claims. Courts scrutinize holographic wills, and I would argue that the note is instead a conditional gift, since your brother survived his treatment for another 15 years. The condition is no longer operable. He died without a will, and you have rights under the intestate laws to make your claim to the properties. Consult further with your probate attorney to challenge Bridgette's claim. And the final question for today is, my parents never had the deed to their cottage transferred to their trust. My four siblings and I attempted to sell the cottage after my mother's passing, but the title company informed us that the cottage requires probate. My parents lacked a will, and the trust did not name my estranged sister and her husband as beneficiaries. They assert that they have a right to the cottage and are currently expressing their desire to keep it. They want to keep it. How can this be so? So my answer is, since the cottage never found its way into the trust and there is no will, it would seem that all of your living siblings will inherit the cottage equally through Michigan's intestate laws. If this one sister does not wish to sell the cottage, that is her right, and she can hold up your intended sale. Once the probate process concludes, you have the option to initiate a partition action in circuit court to enforce the sale. Your sister will then have to either purchase the cottage from the other siblings at fair market value or sell the property on the open market and split the proceeds equally among you. Thanks for listening to today's question and answer podcast. If you liked what you heard and learned, please share this podcast session with your friends and family. Feel free to contact us if you have any questions regarding contracts or real estate issues at provenresource.com. Dedicated to your success, David Sobel.